It's official. After sport and culture, environment has taken its place as the third governing principle of the Olympic movement. Now the Salt Lake City Olympics are billing themselves as the greenest games ever. Diane Conrad Gleason directs the environment program for the Salt Lake Organizing Committee. Diane, tell me, what are some of the eco-friendly achievements that went into planning for these Winter Games?
The biggest one now is that we were just certified climate neutral by the Climate Neutral Network. It's a program we've been working on for over a year now, Olympic Cleaner and Greener, and it means we have no impact on global warming whatever, so we're quite proud of that one.
How do you pull that off?
Basically, what we did was quantify all of our emissions from anything associated with the Games, even air travel for the 3 weeks of the Games and the 2 weeks of Paralympics. All the transportation, chairlifts, the torch relay, torches themselves, anything you could possibly think of, we quantified. And then we asked local and national businesses to donate emission reduction credits to us. And then we retire the credits. So we have a footprint of about 330,000 tons of CO2 and criteria pollutants, and we've offset 500,000 tons. So we'll actually leave the air in Salt Lake cleaner for having hosted the Games.
What are some of the other programs to make these Olympics green that you have in place?
We have a zero-waste program wherein we're going to be recycling and composting everything we possibly can out of the waste stream. We expect now we've just added compostable dishes back of house. So with that addition, we expect we're going to get in the 90% recovery range, basically unheard of for an event. That's never happened before. And then we have a very large urban forestry program. We've planted through six programs, 100,000 trees in Utah and 18 million around the world.
Well, we read some press accounts that said that some folks there were dismayed that there would be so little mass transportation of spectators and athletes, that there were rather large parking lots created and that thousands of sport utility vehicles and vans are being used for this. Why does the transportation plan rely so heavily on private cars in that area?
Well, actually, of our SUV fleet, about 30% of that is compressed natural gas vehicles, so they're alternative fuel vehicles. And about 70% of the Olympic traffic load will be handled by mass transit. We've got a transit fleet about the size of the city of Chicago, so it's really a huge transit system. In terms of mass transit, we're a Western city, and it's pretty typical for Western cities not to have very well-developed mass transit. I think it's improved some over the Olympic planning years. For instance, we have light rail now, both north, south, and east-west, so I think that's helped some. There will be a lot of private cars used in these Olympics, and that's one of the reasons we wanted to do the Olympic Cleaner and Greener program to offset the use of those cars.
Diane Conrad Gleason is the director of the Salt Lake Olympic Committee Environment Program. Thanks for your time today, Ms. Gleason.
Thanks very much.
It's not that easy being green. Having to spend each day the color of the leaves.